The administrator shall, before the expiry of his term of office, arrange of the constitution a new committee. After holding the election in accordance with this act, the rules and the bylaws of the cooperative society, provided that in such an election no member of the committee removed under subsection shall, notwithstanding anything contained in this act, the rule or the bylaws by eligible for being elected as a member of the committee for a period of 4 years from the date of supersession of the committee under the said subsection, before taking any action under subsection in respect of a cooperative society, the registrar shall consult the financial banks to which it is indebted. Notwithstanding anything contained in this act, the registrar shall, in the case of the cooperative bank, if so required in writing by the Reserve Bank of India in public interest or for preventing the affairs of the cooperative bank being consulted in the manner detrimental to the interest of the depositors or for securing the proper management of the cooperative bank, by order in writing remove the committee of the cooperative bank and appoint an administrator to manage the affairs of the cooperative bank for such period as may from time to time be specified by the Reserve Bank of India. Subsection 2 relate to removal of the committee of the cooperative society, and subsection relates to supersession of the managing committee of a cooperative bank. It is to be seen that in case of removal of the committee of a cooperative society, compliance with the principles of natural justice is expressly required, in much in subsection it is stipulated that the registrar would pass the order to of remove only after giving the committee an opportunity to state its objections. On the other hand, the requirement of any hearing is absent in subsection, which starts with a non-obstant clause that also covers the provisions of the earlier subsections of section 30. Mr. Trivedi submitted this in case of supersession of the management of a cooperative bank. There was no application of the principles of natural justice for two reasons. One was that the Reserve Bank of India was the apex expert body in the country in banking matters, and once the Reserve Bank of India was satisfied in regard to need of supersession of the bank's management, the registrar cooperative societies, who had no experience in the affair of banks, was simply obliged to carry out the instructions of the Reserve Bank. Secondly, once the decision of supersession was taken, it was necessary to have it effected speedily, because any delay would cause irreparable loss and harm to the interest of small deposits of the bank. It was therefore by design that no opportunity of hearing was mentioned in subsection, even though it was stipulated earlier in the same section. Mr. Trivedi submitted that a similar question across before the court when the validity of Section 38 of the Banking Companies Act 1956 came in question in the case of JKV versus Reserve Bank of India and ORS relating to the wedding up of the P Central Bank Limited Kerala. The Reserve Bank of India made an application in the High Court of Kerala under Section 38 of the Banking Companies Act. A constitution bench upheld the validity of the provision by the majority of 3-2. Mr. Dwivedi argued that in case of P Bank, the issue was far more fundamental and grave than the issue in the case in hand. In P Bank, the provision of Section 38 outset the authority and power of High Court, and not merely that, a registrar, cooperatives, societies. Furthermore, the provision allowed for the wedding up of a bank company and thus interfered with the fundamental right to carry on business.